I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Tuesday. Well, they spell this city in Ukraine. By the way, I still say the Ukraine. I always like the Ukraine versus Ukraine. They spell it K-Y-I-V, but it will always be Kiev, K-I-E-V to me, Chicken Kiev. Remember that? How can you have chicken, however, K-Y-I-V? Anyhow, one of the leaders there said that the head guy, Zelensky, is pretty miffed at Joe Biden. That's not the kicker for withdrawing Americans from Kiev in the Ukraine. And he told BuzzFeed, of all people, that he understands, but your citizens, Mr. President, are safer here in Kiev than they are in Los Angeles, New York, or any other crime-ridden city in the United States. Now, it says dot, 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 Dan. So I'm going to take the liberty to put in Los Angeles, New York, or Krasnerland, or Philadelphia. Hey, can you put Krasnerland in there? It would help. We could sell a lot on that. So can you imagine? This has gotten around the world. What's the first thing they do? Putin and 100,000 Ruskies, tanks, etc., looking down and go, that's okay, they're safer here than they are in the average big city in America. Nothing's going to happen here. The ultimate insult. What should that tell people in Washington? That this is known around the world now. It's known how out of control these big cities are. All right, 855-839-1210, you can get on board. By the way, Brian Stelter, you talk about, how is this guy on TV? Is still out there running interference today for Joe Biden with Peter Ducey. And look, Biden said what he said. He wanted to say, but let me give you the backstory of what Ducey was doing there. I think that Ducey was bringing up a legitimate point. Biden said he's a stupid, you know what, right? As he's talking through the mask.
Yeah, contextualize. What exactly happened?
All right, Ducey in the end was talking about the midterms. And is high inflation good to run on in the midterm? So Biden thinks this jerk, this clown, inflation.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a
Well, first of all, the way they bum rush the meeting. Shoo, shoo, get out of here. Scram, scram. Where's Fredo? Fredo would be great in the White House, you know? You got the girls, you got the band, they'll play for you. I'm tired, Fredo. Get them out of here. Scram!
Hey,
scram!
On.
Scram! That's what they're doing. And Ducey gets off that question, and the context is this. You may remember several Biden stooges were out there at various points saying high inflation is a good thing. First, they tried to spin. That means people are out and about. They're chasing products. Then they tried to say somewhat that raises wages. So that's what Ducey was getting. And the media, look, I get it because of the president of the United States in the official transcript calling Ducey that. Vis-a-vis when Trump did it, there was trouble. Not so much with Biden in many circles. Not the end of the world, but fair is fair. And I think that's what Ducey was referencing. This idea of them saying inflation would be a good thing. They've done that at one point or another. And Biden forgot that his stooges are out there saying that. He's thinking, you know, what is this guy saying? High inflation's a good thing? That dumb, you know, that's where he went. All right, little update. The petition going great guns, impeachkrasner.com, impeachkrasner.com is the website. There are people, look, there are some people that just don't get the world. They're on Twitter going wild about how could you do this, you know, snatching a guy out, Krasner, that was elected with this, that, and the other, grandstanding. We're working on getting Jake Corman back. Now, the guy we had on yesterday, Representative Williams and Representative Martina White on Friday, they both had an early morning news conference in which they did what Williams told us yesterday. They gave, if it gets passed, and it's going to take a while before it gets passed, Shapiro the power to use his office to prosecute in Philadelphia. He's still not going to do that. Are you kidding me? You got to face the one option that you have there to stop this guy. And Dan, I'm honored because I didn't even know he was on Twitter, but John McNesby retweeted my Krasner tweet.
Really?
Or somebody in his name. Yeah, there's a John McNesby in my Twitter line. You can go take a look. That was pretty good. It was about Krasner, of course. So the FOP, feel free, you know, T-shirts, the whole thing and all. That's get it out there. Get it going. We'd love to see it. All right, think about this for a moment. Now, I know you probably know. Let's rank order them. What is the most politically correct, progressive, out of control of the big six schools? Well, I know the obvious answer is University of Pennsylvania, and that may be right. Although Drexel is surprising. You may remember over the years some of the things we brought with some of the wacky professors there. But St. Joe's, you still think of the hawk. The hawk will never die. You think of Irish Catholic kids, many of them, you know, from Philadelphia still, feeder schools of St. Joe's and Catholics in general. But St. Joe's, like all these institutions, has long ago been taken over by the progressive wing. So we told you way back when there was this professor there, and he was on a year-to-year contract. Greg Manko. I don't think he's any relation. I don't know if I asked him at one point or another to the pizza guys. He might be. And he's on Twitter, not under his own name and certainly not under St. Joe's, tweeting things like this that you may agree with or you may not, but they're certainly not hateful. Here's one tweet. Suppose your great-great-grandfather murdered someone. The victim's great-great-grandson knocks on your door, shows you the newspaper clipping from 1905, and demands compensation from you. Your response? Now get this racist reparation blank blank out of your head for good, he concluded. For that, some students found this, or at least one student. They deemed him a racist. They had a massive investigation. The investigation did not lead to any charges against him. He continued about his work, and then they didn't renew his contract. So he's filed this massive civil rights suit against St. Joe's, and in there, on top of everything else, he accuses them of conspiring with a former student who was trying to dime him out and telling her to go and get others to do that. Now, that's what he claims. I think there's evidence of this. In the lawsuit, he says that this is violation of his rights. This is about his race, that he's white. He says that item six, it's clear that all the defendants acted to cancel Dr. Manko, meaning this guy. In other words, defendants' actions consisted of the social phenomena of cancel culture, which is widespread, has ruined lives, damaged reputations, and jeopardized the futures of individuals. This is exactly what defendants attempted to accomplish by their actions and for which they were successful. And throughout this filing, 67 pages, the subtext is, hey, you're not calling me a racist and getting away with it. This is what more people have to do. People go around all over the place throwing this type of stuff. And They think there's no repercussion. Well, he's suing double figures numbers of people at St. Joe's. Here's the bottom line. We're going to have Todd Shepard on, who broke this lawsuit from Broad and Liberty. Great investigative reporter, to give you more detail. But again, this isn't Penn. It's St. Joe's. Now, Dan's been in touch. We've been in touch with these alumni from St. Joe's when they had one of their annual things in the spring, I guess it was. They withheld hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. Do people know this about St. Joe's? Villanova? Jay Wright over there at Villanova? It's all this racial stuff constantly. And this guy says, you defamed me. You took away my good name. Nothing worse with this, and you conspired with students to do this. I think they're going to settle with him. I think he's going to win. But it's not just Penn. My alma mater, LaSalle, I believe is like this. Temple, we know. It's just one thing after another. So how is it that at St. Joe's, the people that go there, is the masquerade good enough that they don't know this, that they don't see exactly what this lawsuit lays out? All right, one quick thing, too, and then I'll give you the side question of the day. As we get ready for the Olympic Games, this is an interview with China's foreign ministry. And the guy is talking about the Second Amendment, how he doesn't like the Second Amendment. No surprise, right? That freedom that the U.S. advocates, freedom to shoot other people. Here's the Chinese minister.
Behind those numbers concerning gun violence in the U.S. are heartbroken families who have lost their loved ones. This is both shocking and poignant. One gunshot after another left countless bullet holes in the American dream. The smell of gunpowder drifting in the air set people thinking and questioning. Does the democracy the U.S. champions have no regard for life? Does the freedom the U.S. advocates mean freedom to shoot other people? Gun violence has become a malignant social tumor in the U.S., interwoven and overlapping with other issues, including a pandemic raging unchecked, drug abuse, and racial discrimination. It has become a severe systemic human rights issue. Oddly, as the American people suffer, U.S. politicians keep looking the other way with indifference. They are busy blowing their own trumpet and lecturing other countries. Do they have any right, any moral authority, or any confidence to do so? I hope these shocking numbers will have a sobering effect on these people so that they can reflect upon themselves and take some concrete actions to improve the domestic human rights conditions.
Unbelievable. As we head toward the Olympics, and you know, I'd love to see them come on NBC doing the Olympics and maybe take a question or two. Yeah, we still do. Even with progressives, even with Biden, even with the nonsense that's in Philadelphia, right? Yeah, it's still better than your brutal existential threat to the world, virus-ridden regime, without a doubt. All right, side question of the day. At least three of the games, maybe four, the other one was close too, were high drama, beyond high drama, NFL football games over the weekend. In other words, they lived up to the hype. I think they went beyond it.
Yeah.
I'd like you to give me a thing or an event, I guess a person, but I'm more looking at a thing or an event that you think lived up to the hype. I'll give you a couple. I hate to admit it, but Amazon certainly lived up to their hype. You can't do better than that. The iPhone, I think, lived up to its hype. I remember when they were hyping it.
I think even further to push that, I think the cell phone in general lived up to the hype.
Okay, yeah, so you can go back even more.
In the late 80s, those guys in suitcases carrying around phones.
Yes, exactly, they've gotten it. Penicillin lived up to its hype. DJ sent me that when you can go back.
Yeah.
So hit us with something all-timer now that you think – lived up to the hype, which is hard to. Now, I know the one that was the worst. I've told this story. I was doing overnights at DB then, and I saw this weird stuff come over Drudge, these drawings, and then it broke toward the end of the show. Oh, my God, this was going to revolutionize mankind. It was the Segway. Oh, yeah, people are not going to look as foolish as those Segway people do. We're not going to be driving the Segway.
Through little bicycle helmets?
Yes, through, you know.
You know, I did one of those Segway tours through the city before.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than you would think it is, but it's pretty dangerous, man. You're riding these things
that
you don't know how to control on city streets, possibly into an intersection. Cough, yes. Might have happened to me, a live intersection. I think they're fun, but there's no way that they're going to surpass walking as the next big thing.
Yeah, they're Krasner land. Certainly, we're going to see them out there in West Philly, North Philly, and the like.
Yeah.
Segways. Yeah. Bulletproof and high Segway car jackings. All right, Dan, how about yours?
I'm going to take a person, Dom.
Yes.
Early 90s, Lower Merion High School. A kid by the name of Kobe Bryant is going crazy. Goes into the NBA and kills it. He lives up to the hype. Kobe Bryant, a very hyped high school player, going into the NBA and killing it just as he should have.
I think he's one of only 3 to 5 that ever lived up to the hype coming out of high school. I don't think too many ever have.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He's the best that came out of high school in that manner and lived
like
up to it.
Kwame Brown, he didn't live up to anything.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's rare. Kevin Garnett, pretty good, but not Kobe Bryant.
Garnett,
so.
LeBron.
All right, yeah, LeBron James. That I think Kobe even more, though, in some ways. The hype, well, LeBron James, there was even more hype. Yeah, he lived up to it.
Yeah.
All right, that's what we're looking for. A person, a thing, an event in honor of these games certainly lived up to their hype. And 855-839-1210, you get in. And as I said, we're going to have Todd Shepard here to break it down from Broad and Liberty a little bit more. But St. Joe's, just call people racist. There's got to be a penalty when you do that. I mean, Dan, I told the story. I had this guy that listened. He's probably still listening, and he just was going after me. He contacted a state senator. And he told the guy I was a racist. The guy just wrote a note to community college. He wanted me to answer to that. I said, I'm not answering. And we'll have a brigade of lawyers with me. And it was dropped. I should have sued him, too. I should have sued every one of them up and down the line. What do you do when you're called a racist? Well, Greg Manko, 67 pages, naming 12 defendants, is saying not on his watch. What's racist about what he said? That tweet. You may not like it. You may not agree with it. It's racist, though? That's defamation.
I think if he could have left off that last line, he might have gone back.
Which last line? The reparation?
Yeah.
Well,
you
may not like it.
I think the point was made with the first two sentences.
Yeah, but I would say you may not like it. You may say.
No, you're right. You're right, 100%. I know where you're
going with that. Not this racist reparation blank, but it's not a racist comment. Now, if they want to say they don't want professors that are thinking like that, you know, that would be a heck of a debate, but they didn't. They said it was racist. That's the part that bothers him and bothers me, saying, well, this is out of bounds with our institutional values. Okay, might be a heck of a debate. You throw around racist, just thrown around too easily. Nothing racist there. All right, 855-839-1210.
There's a great one on Twitter we got to talk about real quick, Don.
Okay, go ahead.
Val just wrote in for what is something that has lived up to the hype. Wendy's new French fries. Have you tried Wendy's new French fries?
No, I have not.
Oh, Dom, you got to try
it. Yeah, well, the problem is because I've gotten off the French fry kick.
Really? Wow, because I know you used to be obsessed with them.
Yes, I would order French fries, you know, and knowing what I was doing. So, oh, it's only 50 of them, you know.
Wow.
Nope, can't go back to the French fries. So somebody else. Somebody else will have to drive through a Wendy's drive-thru right now.
So when you're going through a drive-thru with Ro then, and she wants a great burger or something, what do you get?
Nothing.
Wow.
I just keep driving. I even hate yelling into the machine at those places. That's another thing. All right, so if you're going through a Wendy's drive-in getting French fries, you can give us a full report. Do they live up to the hype?
They do.
Jim says they're very underrated. Okay, so phone lines, 855-839-1210.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. No, that means I'll have
to think. All right, it is Dom time. Good Tuesday, everyone. Welcome in. Oh, we got some really good ones on Twitter. Dan just told me somebody had Godfather 2 coming off all the hype of Godfather.
What a great answer.
Now, I could argue, can you imagine the burden of Godfather 3? When you're the third one into the trilogy, you got to admit, this is going to be a tough haul.
Yeah, especially when you have the hype of the first two and you live up to the hype of the first two.
Exactly. And then the third one in, you know you're running out of story by that point, and it's just abysmal.
And by that time, by the third, I think a lot of people lose. By the time you get to the third sequel, the only hangers-on at that point are the diehards. And
yes.
The problem with diehards is as much as loyal as they are to the program, they're going to attack it no matter what you do.
Right. I think the only line out of there, I'd have to go back, is and it's in the top five Godfather lines, which is heavy duty country. I like it almost the best line is the wetting your beak line. I love the wet the beak thing. Mike won't let us wet the beak, that
I'm
kind of thing.
I'm waiting for Jim to pop on with a Marlon Brando impression here.
No, I don't think Marlon Brando ever said wet his beak.
No, it was Don Finucci in Godfather 2, and then in Godfather 3, it was Joe Montaigne who said wet their beak. But you talk about overhyped back in 1990 when that was being released. Mm-hmm. That was so overhyped. They were expecting like the greatest thing ever, and it was such
a
disappointment.
They thought the angle was going to be bringing the Holy See, the Vatican, into
right.
it and showing the corruption, and they did show it. And that corruption, as we know, is incredibly real.
Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
That's Godfather 2. That's talking about getting rid of Hyman Roth. But, you know, we might be able to do a side question someday. I'm not sure what is enough about the Godfather. Oh, mob films. I saw Goodfellas. Oh, by the way, so I don't forget. I had it on my list yesterday. I'm only, because I'm parceling them out, I could sit there and watch it. Roe would wake me up and say, it's almost noon. Don't you have a show to do? Ozark. Oh, my God. The first 2 hours of Ozark, the last season, are just, they're not setting scenes up. They're taking care of business already. And that woman who plays the wife, now Neil Zorn will be on Friday. I hate her. I just hate that woman beyond belief. That's how good of an actress she is. My God. The stuff that she got.
I've got to get Netflix.
Yeah. You have to see the second hour. All right.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I want to see how deep your Godfather knowledge goes. What was the name of the baker that made Connie and Carlo's wedding cake?
Mm. Oh, that's easy.
Isn't it? No, it's not Carlo. That is Carlo. Go ahead, Jim.
It's Enzo.
Enzo shows up at the hospital, right?
Right. And he's sitting there with the cigarette, and he's like
shaking his hands. Yeah,
yeah.
Pulls
his collar
Enzo has a huge part in the movie, but his boss, Nazarene, actually made the cake.
Very nice. Yeah. Oh, our knowledge is a little bit off. Let's go to Richard in Westchester checking in. All right, Richard, welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Actually, my favorite line is leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Yes, it's a great line. There's something about the beak wedding, though, that I've used myself, you know, that...
to my question, I'm 67 years old, and I remember seeing John F. Kennedy talk about the space race in Sputnik.
Right.
And I saw we saw Gemini and then, you know, the Apollo blow up. That moment that spaceship landed on the moon, you know, you had Walter Cronkite breaking out in tears when that happened.
I would say that lived up to its hype, and then they all went back and drank Tang. I would tell you what doesn't live up, though, Richard. Now, the moon landing, I think you're right. That's a contender. All the stuff over the years they say that came out of doing this, I don't know, Velcro sneakers and Tang, I'm mocking it, but I don't know that it really gave us that much. But the moon landing itself, oh, yeah, the symbolism, unbelievable. Yeah, that's a good one. Then the conspiracy around it. So, yeah, the moon landing's a good one. Let's go to Kathy in Berwyn on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, yes, hi.
Good afternoon. I still forget you're only on in the afternoon now. But anyway, I think the person that lived up to his hype and his promises and did it all without a salary, President Donald J. Trump.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Answer.
Good answer.
The problem with these answers, Dom, is we are a political show. So when we have the question here, when you hit too close inside the box, you're not going to be considered for the end because we want outside
you know,
the box.
We're not going to go against Trump. We just
Trump is a fantastic answer here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Trump or saints in the Bible, we try to steer away from. So
it's
try
like,
to go
it's
a little
like pulling a joker in poker, right?
It's just such a stock type of thing. And Kathy, though, was fired up saying, I'll give her credit. There was a lot of emotion in that. And, you know, that's what Trump was good at, too. Promising it, giving you progress toward it, doing it, and then telling you forever he did it.
Well, within Trump, there's a lot of things that lived up to the hype.
Yes.
I mean, warp speed, I would say, lived up to the hype.
Yes, the vaccines. Well, I was going to say the 2020 election lived up to its hype as far as, and 2016, how intense these were going to be. Can 2024, it's going to be more than that. That's the way I see it happening.
Well, I think, though, do you think 2024 is going to live up to the hype? Because
I
think it might be overhyped, no?
Nope. I think it will be more ferocious than anything we've seen.
Wow.
Even up to now. Yeah, because each side has learned a little bit about inside the game, and the one side's still going to go with the mail-in ballot. As long as you have that, you're going to have open warfare. It's not so much the campaign. It's the counting of the votes. All right, let's go to John in Bluebell. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John. Yo, John. How you doing there?
Hey, is this Dom?
Yes, it is. Hi, John. Go right ahead.
Great show.
Thank you, John.
I love it. The last caller took my name. It was Donald Trump.
Okay.
But I do like to make one quick comment about the new law that was passed down in Philadelphia by our mayor, Jim Kenney. When you go into any restaurant, you got to show now proof of vaccination and your ID.
And the ID, that's right. Yes.
Now, why is it so racial if you want to that you have to prove who you are when you vote? That's why I'm getting to going into a restaurant and eating.
That's a great question. By the way, thank you, John, for that preamble here. Coming up after Todd Shepard, I got stuff on the Philadelphia Inquirer and I agreeing on something. They're talking about whoever wins the governor's race in Pennsylvania essentially is going to have voting that is not corrupt or as much corruption as you can get. That's on my words, but they're agreeing with what I've said, that the governor's race is second to none, more than the Senate and all. Don't get caught the governor's race. All right, Todd Shepard is arguably the best, not arguably, he is investigative journalist in our area. He is next because he's the one that broke open the 67 pages of this lawsuit by Greg Menko. I love it. And he's gone after people individually. They want to call people racist. They're going to have to pay a penalty individually, not just the institution. But what is up that St. Joe's, which it bills itself, again, you know, Catholic school, it's not paying, it's not something like that. No, they're every bit as progressive. They think if they see anything they don't like, they start screaming racist. It's got to be a special penalty for people. You want to say that given the climate today. That's the worst thing pretty much you can say about a person. You want to do that, and you're just throwing it out there because you differ, you got to suffer a severe penalty one way or the other. Todd Shepard breaks it down with Dom next on Talk Radio 1210.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, it's Dom time. Great side question today. Seen some good ones on Twitter. What lived up to the hype? The internet? All right, there you go. I want to take all the good ones off, so you got to hit us with yours at the end of your call. Todd Shepard is a great investigative reporter over at Broad and Liberty, but I think he's at other spots too. And he's the one that broke this 67-page lawsuit by former St. Joe's teacher, professor Greg Menko. I gave you some of the tweets, but I'd go inside this with Todd Shepard, see what he sees in here. And again, he brings up cancel culture. He brings up being called a racist, how defamatory this is, and conspiring with students. If it were Penn, I'd go, hey, that's Penn. They don't stand for the national anthem. It's St. Joe's. Todd is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Todd, great work as always. Thank you for joining us.
Dom, thanks so much. Always glad to talk to your audience.
Well, Todd, tell me what jumps out here at you through these 67 pages. What do you highlight?
The big thing for me is what we highlight in the second graph of our story is that Menko is alleging in the lawsuit that, look, the controversy that started all of this was over a tweet that came out on, like, I think it was February 17th, and on February 19th, that's when St. Joe's removed Menko from the classroom. But what he says now in the filing is, the former student who actually started this entire controversy, she discovered that Menko was running this, essentially it's a quasi-anonymous Twitter account. She discovered he was running it. She, first of all, they in the filing, they alleged that she had had Menko as a professor and that she got an F in his class. So they're sort of hinting that she might have had a motive to retaliate. But then they say she goes to the university in January, says, you know, this professor is a problem, and that they told her what you need to do is reach out to other students or other former students and get more evidence and come back to us. So essentially he's saying they started an investigation, which in a sense, would be fine on its own. But the university handbook says when that happens, you also have to let the person who's the subject of that know as well. And he says, so because they didn't, they conspired together to impugn his character.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think, he talks about cancel culture and all that. But Todd, the thing here to me is this is a ringing cry to say this is one of the worst things you can be called. He was taken out of the classroom because of that. They did follow their rules to the letter of the law there, health and safety of students, etc. But they didn't in informing him. And particularly when the student had an F, doesn't that give you pause to say, well, we need more of our own investigatory power here before we're going to look at anything else?
And not just a current student, but a former student. And throughout the complaint, the legal complaint, Manco brings up a lot of issues of where the university had praised him, like where he won a merit award. And even one of his bosses in the math department had sent him an email about his 2020 student evaluations and said, hey, Greg, your evaluations look great. But I think the big thing for Greg was, and, you know, as I've talked to him to take quotes for these stories that we've done over the last several months, sometimes I've talked to him on the record, sometimes on background. But he felt being removed from the classroom was incredibly that damaged his reputation.
Yes.
Without the university having to say anything, right? And in one of the previous stories we did, we even linked to a letter that the American Association for University Professors sent to St. Joe's, and they said, removing a professor from class really should be the ultimate last-ditch action that you take for that very reason, because it's so it paints the professor
right.
in such
and
a guilty
Todd,
light.
I might add, if the contention is he's saying stuff like this in class,
right.
Then you might say, well, look, we got to simmer down here until we find out what's happening. But this is an anonymous account they're digging out with former students.
Exactly. That's part of it, too. I think also, you know, the way after Manco was essentially cleared, and cleared is not the right word. Quite honestly, I don't have the right word for it. But the investigation happened. And they basically said, okay, it's over, and we don't have anything here that we can fire him for. Here's really what's at issue. What's really at stake in the lawsuit now is, first of all, St. Joe's will move to dismiss. If it doesn't get dismissed, we'll move in, you know, the case will move into discovery. And what has to happen for Manco is he's got to get a copy of the full report that St. Joe's has, because they've never given him
okay.
a full copy, and they've never disclosed it. Now, they showed it to him when they reviewed the report's findings with him, right? But what's important here is when the investigation was over, the university told me and other media outlets, they said, in this case, a definitive determination as to his conduct could not be made due to insufficient evidence. He says from the review he had on the final report, he says he was cleared. And so that they continued to sort of put it out there as, well, maybe he did something. And that this, again, is another thing that has, you know, harmed his reputation. And look, we can say, well, his reputation's harmed, this or that. But in a tight circle like academia, when your reputation is remotely harmed with these kinds of accusations, it can damage your ability to get hired for decades or permanently.
It is. It is cancel culture. And, he's been on the station, Todd, and I took away from him, too. He resents, you're going to make something this serious. It's not like, any other kind of charge that you're going to make here. This is the ultimate scarlet letter today. You just can't go. And also, I think if you do an investigation and it comes up that you don't have the goods on the person, maybe you don't have to say they're innocent, but you have to say something along those lines, quasi court of law. They don't say, well, we don't know, but this is going to hang over your head. You got to make a determination after putting someone through all that.
Well, and And this is why, like, even the AAUP, the Association of University Professors, said these investigations can be troubling simply for the fact that what you just described all too often happens, is it
right.
creates, it casts a cloud over the person's character, regardless of what the ultimate findings are. So you're absolutely right on that regard. So much of what will happen in this, though, I think, again, comes down to just the quick thing that I mentioned earlier, that if this case survives a motion to dismiss and moves to discovery, it gets really serious really quickly.
Oh, when that's type of stuff, particularly with a former student and telling her, apparently, as you write, to go and get others on this. Wow, I'd love to see the emails, the back and forth on that. Todd, where do we find this story and your work at Broad and Liberty?
Yeah, broadandliberty.com, or you can follow me at Shepherd Reports. But we've had great growth in our Twitter followers lately, added almost a couple hundred in the last 2 weeks. So follow us at Broad and Liberty.
Very good, Todd Shepherd. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Todd Shepherd there. I mean, this is just chock full of all the stuff we talk about. And again, Andy Ngo, who's been on the show, the Asian-American guy that's been beaten by Antifa, can't speak at Dartmouth because Antifa threatened to tear the place apart. That's just out there today. So you know the Dartmouths, you know the Penns. I think you should know the Drexels. But St. Joe's, you know, who could work there under this type of environment? A disgruntled former student with an F makes this sort of charge. Oh, let's go and get more people. We don't like that tweet. Okay, if you want to make the case that tweet, when found, is out of step with your values, okay. But racist? What's racist about it? What is it they're going after here that makes that racist? It conflicts with the nonsense they're saying, but I think it's certainly within boundaries of anything institutionally even. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get him right now.
I am so into you. I can't get to know.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. This Greg Manko case, I think the takeaway for me is can't trust any of these institutions. By the way, DJ just sent this. The SATs are going to be digital. Now, I think already, and I'm amazed every time this comes up, how much people want to talk about it. It's another example of how little students have to write. I mean, by that, use penmanship, not typing something out. It just gets more and more and more limited over the course. Now, my penmanship, if captured, could not be decoded. I would have trouble decoding. So I'm not saying that, but it's incredible. And in this report today, where the SATs are now just going to be digital, you can bring your own computer, tablet, whatever. It's guesstimated that at least 80% of schools do not factor the SATs into making their... Well, isn't that convenient? Isn't that nice? I think the 20% are certainly more on the mark. And at 1:30, we're going to be joined by Wen Fa. We go to him. He is one of the leading Asian-American conservatives, lawyers, writers in the country, because yesterday we told you, and they see the handwriting on the wall. He's from the Pacific Legal Foundation. The Supreme Court is taking up this lawsuit, and just to give you the idea, Wall Street Journal breaks it down, some of the numbers about affirmative action and getting into a place like Harvard. They have something called the decile, D-E-C-I-L-E. It's a tier. Harvard admits 56.1% of black applicants in the top academic decile. They only admit in the top academic 31.3% of Hispanics, 15.3% of whites, and only 12.7% of Asians. A black applicant who's in the fourth lowest decile, meaning tiers of their grades and other things from school, has a higher chance of admission, 12.8% get in, than an Asian student in the very top tier, Now think about that. Just think of how discriminatory this is. Too many Asian groups, though, have gone the way of some of these Asian groups here in Philadelphia, and they're just stone-cold progressives also. And when we talk about Asian-American hatred, when we've had some of those incidents, you know what I talk about. Who's the ones that are doing this here? Harvard, some of these schools, they discriminate. They would have you believe if that school were 50 or 60% Asian-American, my God, how's anyone going to learn? It's not diverse enough. Deep down, they just believe Asian-American students excel too much. How can these others compete with them? We can't have that. Now, the Supreme Court decision goes back, and I remember it, about 20 years ago, where they said that you could use diversity affirmative action slightly in making a determination. Is it slight? When you're an Asian student in the very top tier in America academically, and an African-American student, the fourth lowest tier, has a better chance of getting in. Both minority groups. Doesn't seem that that's very likely, does it? All right, but first, coming up, I haven't looked at it in the last hour. I'm trying to be calm, as Jim Cramer said, of all people. The stock market, Dan, do you have an update? It had been down like another 300 points, which is shocking, earlier today.
Down at 392.
Oh, my God, bordering 400. All right, we have Steve Moore with us, formerly from the Wall Street Journal, the Trump campaign, et cetera. And he's going to break down what's happening with the stock market, inflation, how all this is playing out. I'm not exactly sure how much of it points toward Biden, but it's not a good thing that's happening here day after day. It rallied yesterday at the very end to come out slightly ahead, but boy, what a roller coaster. I mean, this is one of the longest stretches that I've seen. You know, and the Biden people to have you believe, well, that's only the fat cats that care about it. No, no, no. How many Americans have a 401k now? How many Americans are investing on their own? How many Americans are savvy toward all this stuff? It's not just a few guys on Wall Street at all. So Steve Moore is first. Then we'll talk the Supreme Court decision. As I said, they said over the next 20 years, back in 2003, it would be time to get rid of affirmative action. It's long past. Big 1 o'clock hour with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.